Just a couple of public service, I guess, announcements. So our next show will be on Sunday. Maybe we'll try to start a little bit earlier, like 11. Is that good for Sunday? Because I think we have to finish Sunday. So there'll be time enough to study for the Bechina coming up. And just to remind everybody that the week of the Bechina, week before the Bechina is officially Yeshiva time. And even if it wasn't, obviously, we would be very makbid that everybody should be learning regular morning Seder. I give it off so people can do Chazara, because I think the Chazara obviously is very important. The way I look at the Bechina is really that it's an opportunity for Chazara and to put together the various topics, which typically are more than the sum of their parts, which is the way it should be in Talmud Torah. So just to remind everybody, A, that week should really be fully dedicated to learning, and especially to Chazara. And to urge everybody, really strongly to take the Bechina on time. We've had a lot of problems recently, last couple of years, I'm not quite sure why, more than years before that. People get a little bit panicky or nervous, or they want to do a better Chazara going forward, and they think they're going to have more time. So the impulse to do a better Chazara is a good thing, but just in terms of just experience, mostly if people push it off, it just becomes much more likely that they're not going to take it in time, and then it becomes much more difficult. And then instead of being like a natural Chazara, it becomes like a last-minute scramble. And so really, the most effective way to put the sugyas together, to do the Chazara, to enjoy the Chazara, people have told me in the past they really like it. The people who do it well and have time for it and like budget for it and so on, like it really really is more than the sum of its parts. So we really want to encourage everybody to use the time to enjoy, but especially to also to take the Bechina on time, which is going to be when? Monday? On the Monday, January 2nd? That's Monday, January 2nd, 10 a.m.? Something like that? Yeah. Sounds good? 10:30? 10?
In the shiur room?
I think so, yeah. It should be in the shiur room.
Oh,
what? Shu is going to be here, like, you know...
the list, can you have the list so that he can check us off?
We'll make sure that he has a good list. But everybody should really take it. It's really as safe. Don't look at it as a so much as a burden. Again, it's a pressure, and I know everybody else has finals. I've just never figured out a way to work it in such a way that we could avoid the overlap. Because just if we do it completely later, people spread out, they go away. They get distracted. So I don't know any way to avoid like the overlap of pressure with college finals, although I'm very... Got to get rid of the college. You're saying, it's like a more basic problem. Or no, just for this.
Okay. Either way. I think Ellie means more basic.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that. But really just to encourage everybody to do it. The people who do it... What's that? Yeah, very, very. Yeah, I think it's going to be on Shabbos Zachar. We're looking forward. So just to encourage everybody to do it. Sunday we're going to start just a little bit earlier. I wanted to finish off. The Bechina will go through Hey Amid Beis, because I just want to go through the Shaka Vitaria and talk about a few things on Hey Amid Aleph on Sunday also. And just to finish up a few little things on Gimel Amid Beis, Dalet Amid Beis, hopefully. Whatever we haven't done, we'll try to finish off. But again, the Shaka Vitaria of Shtar and Shtar Admei and Shekein Potabo Ekdeshos and Maisa Sheni. I told you to look at the Rashi and the Rajba. If you get a chance, there's a tshuva in the Beis Halevi that is particularly interesting on this topic. Namely, why doesn't Shtar Admei work in Pidgin Aben if it's really an IOU? There's an interesting discussion in the Beis Halevi about that. Also the Netziv on Shekein is worth looking at. And then the Shaka Vitaria of the Gemara and the Tosos, we'll make a couple of quick Ha'aros. What we have to do is Hayom and Aleph till the Chuppah topic. And Chuppah, of course, we did. So that'll bring us through Hayom and Beis. And then maybe the first year back, you know, if there are a few little things, before we start, you know, proper, when we come back, we'll start with Hayom and Beis, which is the Sugya of Nasan Huva Amrahi. And maybe I'll just do one shir before, maybe the day that we come back, you know, just if we don't finish a couple of the smaller issues, just to fill in for one day. But that should be the plan going forward, both in terms of when we come back and before we come back. Okay, so today we have a lot to do. I want to talk about Isuri Hana and Kaishin and Shamsham Puta Bamadai. I've been trying to suggest that these are all connected topics. I'm also aware that you could be Mechalek. As I said before, there are some overlapping issues like the Nosein and the Makabel in Kiddushin, right? The formal dinim as opposed to the pragmatic ones, Shem Kesef, Shava, Shir Shava Pruta. These are not always identical for all people, just as we discussed about the Ritva Zisuri Hana and certain perspectives in Shava Kesef Kesef. But there is, as I say, a certain natural link between all these topics, meaning what we discussed in Piraon and Kesef, Chalipin, the status of Shavakas of Pruta and the status of less than a Pruta, Kalim, and we'll see a few others, Matano Manas Lahaksir. All the issues that we've been discussing are connected. They're also connected to Milva and to Arev and Evet Knani, things that we will still discuss. Maybe I'll just mention briefly the Avni Miluim and Arvelvel's take on those just very quickly, if we get a chance before we break. But let's talk about today, about the two issues that I gave you Makoros for and that are certainly connected. The first one is Isurei Hana. I think that's what we started discussing the other day. And the other one is Chayshinan Shemeshava Pruta Vaman. Okay. So with regard to Isra Hana, as we discussed the other day, there are some interesting issues to talk about. One is Isra Hana Daraisa, the other is Isra Hana Durabanan. And basically, we have to assess three different things. Number one, our main topic, but before we get to there, we have to look at the other two. Our main topic, which is Kiddushin, right? What is required in Kesef Kiddushin? And to what extent is that a pragmatic shiur? In which case, maybe the shiur should be defined by what I called the other day, Hana Sagavra, namely the capacity to extract lemaisa, a benefit worth a pruta, as opposed to seeing it more in terms of some sort of formal requirement, in which case the chefza shel mamon, having the status of a pruta, would be maybe more relevant. Now, sometimes that can be, that distinction between anas agavra and a chefza shel hana can be lakula, can be lachumra. Right? There can be cases where there's no chefza shel hana. Right, legally and formally, you have something which is netul erech, meaning it officially doesn't have a legal value, but there are ways to extract benefit from it. People might want it. There are still ways that people could derive pleasure from it. And, of course, you might have exactly the opposite, a situation where something, you know, has value formally and legally, but you're not allowed to derive any pleasure from it, meaning the Isur Gavra limits you, and let's assume it limits you enough that you're not going to be able to benefit. So in a certain sense, the problem of Isur Hana Durabanan and the problem of Isur Hana Daraisa, to some extent, are opposite problems in terms of the issues that we're dealing with. The problem of Isur Hana Durabanan on a Daraisa plane, right, seems to be that there's a shame kesef, doraisa, and you would think that would be enough for a get, for requiring a get, in other words, for kedushin doraisa, even though the capacity to extract hanasa gavra from it is highly debatable, right, because you're not allowed to, and therefore you can't, get benefit from it. So that seems to be a case where there's a shame kesef, and at the same time, there's no hanas agavra. We might want to revise that by suggesting that the Rabbanan, you know, impact, right, affects also shame kesef, even daraisa. And we'll discuss that in just a minute. The opposite case, Yisra na daraisa, is a case where on the surface, it seems like, you know, there is no shame mamon, but that too is a little bit questionable. What is the status of Yisra na daraisa? Is it an Isra Gabra? Is it really Hafkas, shame, you know, Erech or Heftza shall show thee? But at least, you know, we'll start off with the, let's say, reasonable position that if something is Asar Minatorah, Asar Vana Minatorah, maybe at least it's lacking a shame mamon. And yet, under certain conditions, you might be able to extract a Shabbat Pruta from it. Of course, this is true in the Isur Nadra Banan too. I'm just trying to point out that the problems are opposite in terms of what you're contending with. And that would be in the situation where it was permissible, right, to be Nehmeh. For example, Achola Shelo Kederech, Achola Sheimbo Sakana Shelo Kederech, right, La'achar Shenasis Mitzvaso, and so on. So those might be situations where you can derive a pruta, even though the shame mamon is compromised. So for kedushin purposes, right, our question is, you know, which of these is koveya? Do you need both? Is either one enough, etc.? But the complicating factors are that both on a daraisa and drabanan level, is it conceivable that even Yisrua and a daraisa really has a shame mamon? Why would you ever think that such a thing would be possible? Well, because the status of Yisrua and a daraisa is a little bit tricky. Number one, if you wanted to just start off comparing it to Macholos Asuros, right, in Macholos Asuros, we know, for example, that there's a debate in the Rishonim, mixed evidence, whether or not it's an Isur Gavra or a Chefza Shel Isur. Macholos Asuras. Is it like a Davra Nadur, right? That's a big discussion. Ritva, the Darim, the Rajba, Chuvas Rajba, the whole discussion. Whatever you say about Macholos Asuras, right, what would you say about, Yisra'i Noah is also Macholos Asuras, but let's assume for the moment, what is the relationship between Yisra'i Noah and Macholos Asuras? Only a quantitative difference? Or the added edge or the added dimension of Isur Ana may be what differentiates an Isur Gavra from an Isur Hefta. The general relationship between Macholos Asuras and Isur Ana is a big topic, and not for now, but it's an interesting topic, right? Maybe it has to do with Chizkiya and Rabbavo, right? Whether or not the default of every Isur Achila is also Isur Ana, or that requires a separate limud, and how you understand that. And the Rambam has certain very famous views on this topic about, you know, the famous Nekuda Nifla'a in Pirshim Shnayis and Krisus, about Ein Yisur Chal Yisur, and his comments in Sefer HaMitzvos about Basa B'chalav, his comments in Hilchot Yisori HaTorah, about Shelo Kederech in Achila and in Hana. Again, the details are not for now. I'm just trying to point out that, in general, even Macholos Asuros is an interesting question. Well, again, the discussion in the Rishonim was whether it's like an Isur Chefza in a Neder sense. It could either be an Isur Chefza, it could be a Chefza Shel Isur, or it could just be an Isur Gavra, right? Isur Chefza means like a Neder, means something that also has a certain, like, objective, ontic, you know, presence. Like, there's something called Macholos Asuros. You don't have to go that far. You still might think that it's a Chefza Shel Isur. Namely, we look at it as a prohibited substance, not just as an Isur Gavra, something that you're prohibited as a Gavra from eating, but is neutral, not only in terms of its, you know, having a separate status as a Chalos, even when you're not involved with it, but even when you are involved with it, it's not Chefza Shel Isur, it's an Isur Gavra. But whatever you say about, as I say, Macholos Asuros, we have to revisit that question when it comes to Isurei Hana. What is really its status? So the question, for example, of whether you can have bailus in Isurei Hana, right? Whether or not you can transact You can have Zechia in Isuri Hana, right? Whether Isuri Hana has a status of Shovi, three different questions, by the way, right? But they may be overlapping. Shovi, Zechia, Bailus, is an important question. And it's important to our topic. Now, we know that all three of those issues are debated. There's mixed evidence in the Gemara, mixed views or argumentation in the Rishonim. Right, we've talked about it in the past a little bit. Whether Yisrael Na can be Lachem is a debate between the Ravid and the Ritva in Perek Lulav HaGazel, maybe for next year, right? And a few places, two or three places. And Lishonos in the Gemara and discussions in the Rishonim and the Achronim, right? Is there Bailus be Yisrael Hana? Very interesting question. Shovi be Yisrael Hana, we'll discuss in just a second. Maybe the Gemara in Psachim or other places. Again, different language in Gemara. And Zchia b'Isuri Hana is something which we touched on a little bit already. We talked about the Ksos's view about Gittin, you know, being a din de Sina and not so much a din in Kinyan. One of his rayas is that a get can be, you know, written b'Isuri Hana. When we talked about the fact that, right, Tosus and Av Gimel, Amud Aleph, in the context of Chalipin, says that Kiddushe Shtar can be written on a Shtar Shel Isuri Hana, right? That's where his raya, that it's not like Chalip and Pachas Mipruta. Shtar is something, you know, where value is just irrelevant completely, right? And Rishonim say that in different ways, right? It's because of Taraya, because of its incident in Dibor. But Tosus highlights it, other Rishonim did not, by virtue of the fact that you can be Mekadish B'Shtar B'Isuri Hana. How do we know that? Tosus says because you can be Megarish with a get, Shali Surianna. That's an explicit Gemara in Gittin Davcha. But as I noted then, not all Rishonim agree regarding Shtar. And part of the discussion is, because maybe Gerushin, right, is a different kind of a Kenyan, or not a Kenyan, as the case may be. Maybe it's hidden in the Sina. Part of the discussion there is the Chivas HaRivash and others, namely whether there's a thing called Zechia Kinyanim B'Isurei Hana. Rashi and Sukkah, again, these are massive topics. I just want to demonstrate that I'm not making it all up and that there are things to look at. I just want to give a little more context. Rashi and Sukkah and Daf Lamed Hei Omed Aleph has a very famous comment where he seems to say, and again, it's also linked to his view in the end of the second parak of Sukkah, Rashi seems to say that something which is not worth a pruta, right, is something in which there can be no ownership. Rashi's trying to explain why, again, when it comes to Dalad Minim, if you have something which is Isuri Hana and therefore doesn't have a pruta, so it's not Lachem. That's an interesting Rashi, very famous Rashi. The Michas Chinuch, I think I've mentioned this in the past, says that cannot be, it's impossible. He says, after all, everybody who's Yotze the Dalad Minim, right, knows that Rashi is wrong, right? Because the Aravos, rather, as everybody knows, are worth less than a pruta, and yet there's Lachem, right? As I've noted in the past, he obviously didn't buy his Dalad Minim on Main Street. Maybe not even on Amsterdam Avenue. So that's an interesting question. So even in the context itself of the Gemara in Psachim, Dav Zayin, Omen Aleph, which we want to talk about now, it's interesting to note the background, right? The Gemara talks about Mekadesh b'chitei kurdanaisa, right, b'shashishas, correct? What does that link to? What came before it? I didn't ask you to look at that, but any Psachim people here? First paragraph, Psachim people? Go ahead.
I think Gemara wants to know in the sixth hour, it's on Pershuso, but the Torah brings it back into Yerushas to be chayed. So the Gemara says in the sixth hour.
Exactly. The Gemara previously is talking about two things, two related things. Number one, the ability to do bittul, right, at the latest hour possible, correct? And the problem of Bal Yira Bal Yimotze, which is a problem, if you had to characterize it in one word, of? Rishus. Rishus, Bailus, right? So the Gemara is trying to show that Bishal Shishis, when Chametz is Aser Bahana, or whatever it is, when Chametz is Aser Bahana, Derabanan, whatever, right, that it's going to be a problem, there's not going to be any Bittul, and they're trying to explain that this is part of the whole story of Shnei Dvarim She'enem Bershusa Shaladam, V'asan Akasov Ke'ilu Bershusa. So what's fascinating about that is, and then the Gemara brings a raya from Hamakadesh Bechite Kordanaisa. So on the surface, what's Hamakadesh Bechite Kordanaisa about?
Hamakadesh, I guess Machlokes Rishonim, but you give this chametz, some type of chametz.
Right, we'll get to that in a second, but I mean, what kind of halacha is it? It's a bailus halacha?
It could be depends, I guess, how you read it.
It depends, correct. But the Pashtus, if you only had the Gemara of Amakadish Bechite Kordanaisa, what would you think that it was? A bailus problem. A shovi problem, right? So this is a very interesting phenomenon. The Gemara clearly is earlier talking about bailus, when it talks about bitol, when it talks about bayiro, bayimatze, right? Which is what we're talking about. Shnei Dvarim Shenem Rishus HaShaladam. The Gemara is talking about bayiro and bitol. Both of which are halachas that have to do with bailus and rishos. And then the continuation of the Gemara speaks about kiddushin b'isuriana drabanan, and the Gemara says ein choshishin the kiddushin. Correct? So I'm not the first person to make this ha'ara. It would be strange if I was. Right? Essentially, the Ramban notes this. The Ramban, without fanfare, but the Ramban and Muchamos and Psachim, basically interprets the continuation of the Gemara itself as it did in Bailus. I mean, when the Gemara proves from Chite Kordanaisa is that you can't be Mekadesh with it because you're not the Bailum over it. The problem is the ownership of the husband. That's not the simple reading of the Gemara. It's not the way most Rishonim read it. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, Al Atar, also has, like, on the one hand, he starts speaking Shovi. I'll get to what he says in a minute. Very similar to the Ritva. But in the continuation, you know, in the end, he makes some comment like, and therefore, there's no bailus. Why did he say that? That's strange. Well, not really strange, because he's trying to align the beginning of the Gemara with the end of the Gemara. So the Avnei Miluim in Simen Chav Ches, what is it, Sif Katan, we'll get to it in a second, like Nun Beis or Dalid, whatever the right one is, Anisuri Ana Durabanan, here the Avnei Miluim in Avnu Ezer, asks this question. He's really bothered by it. He says, I don't get it. How did the Gemara go from Bailus to Shovi? Lishitaso, that's a particularly good question. What's the answer? So the answer is one of two things, right? Or three things. Two things. One is what I just said in the name of the Ramban and Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz and so on. And that is, maybe this Gemara is about the Bailim owning the Kesef Shel Kiddushin, not about the Kesef Shel Kiddushin itself. In which case, this Gemara really is not saying anything necessarily about the Kesef. Of course, the fact that it's saying something about the Bailus is important in that it's accentuating that in Kiddushin, the object needs to be owned by the Bailim. Okay. Or maybe by the same token that it's not owned by him, it can't be owned by her. So hard to know. But that's one perspective. A second perspective, if you hold like Rashi in Sukkah, the one that the Michas Chinuch and others, you know, find very mechudash, namely that there's no bailus on something which doesn't have shovi, if that's a pshat, so you could say, oh, that's then it's the same. It's a bailus problem because of a lack of shovi problem. A third way, or 2B, if you want to call it, would be to say that really the question of shovi and the question of bailus are really two different applications, but they are related. It's not a direct cause, but it's an indirect reflection of, let's say, chukiyut, or, you know, the legality, the way that we look at Isra'na. Isra'na is something which is mufka from halakhically legal treatment And there are two, maybe more, but at least two applications of that. You can't own it, right? And it doesn't officially have Shovi. Maybe that's another reason why you can't transact with it. Like, there could be three elements. Ownership, right? The capacity of Zechia or Kinyan, if that's what you require, and Shovi. But maybe the Gemara's connection is not, right, only Bailus, and not Bailus because of lack of Shovi, but just as there's no Shovi, right, so too there's no Bailus, so too there's no transactability, Zechia. This would be if you think that these three things, or at least two of the three, go hand in hand, which again, some Rishonim and some Achronim dispute. Okay, so all the, what this all highlights is that Isuriana, there are different issues. Again, there are Rishonim who think that there's Zechia b'Isuriana, there are Rishonim who think that there's Bailus b'Isuriana, and there are Rishonim who think that there's even objective or you know, din momon shovi for Isuriana. Even Doraisa. The Avnei Miluim, for example, you have to align that with what he says in the Ksos, not so simple, about Gittin, but the Avnei Miluim in the piece in Ebenu Ezer seems pretty convinced that even Isuriana Doraisa has a shame shovi and is subject to Zechia. Never mind, right, Isuriana Drabana. If you take the view that there is no shame mamon, or transactability maybe even, for Isuriana Doraisa, so what about Isuriana Drabana? So here one could say one of three things. The Pashtus, again, you're starting... default position would certainly be that, well, on a level Doraisa, this is not Asur Bahana, right? You might even ask, you might want to plug it into the question, you know, can are Isure Drabanan ever Isure Cheftza? Or even Cheftza Shel Isers? Or are they only Isure Gavra? The famous view, like, of the Nesivas. Okay. But if you're not committed to that, what you might say is one of two things, right? One is that in the area of transactability, mammon, etc., maybe that's a particularly sensitive area because it is so pragmatically rooted, right? For the same reason that you can have things like situmta, right, lekula, maybe Isurei Hanah Durabanan, L'chumra, really has, even more than other Durabanans or Isurei Hanah Durabanans, etc., has the capacity to be Mafkia, the Shem Mamon or the Shem Kesef. Right? That's something to think about, because, as we said before, when it comes to ownership, and maybe when it comes to value, maybe the pragmatic element is more pronounced. I talked about Yiyush and Isuriana and, you know, Kinyan Shavoy in the other direction. Like, you own something, you conquer it, you steal it. Kinyane Gezela, right? Maybe the pragmatic element in ownership, right, is actually more of a factor than it is in other Doraisa Drabanan clashes. So even if generally the Koach Rabanan, let's say, doesn't affect the Cheftza, not on the Rabanan level, and certainly not on a Doraisa level, maybe here, if Rabbanan say you can't benefit from it, you can't extract anything from it, they tie your hands completely, maybe that affects Doraisa ownership as well. In the same, I say, kind of way, we suggested about Kiddush Bia, you know, for a Bosef Shel Rashi. That would be a second element, right, where the Rabbanan affects the Doraisa. The third, of course, the other point to consider is there a difference on a Drabanan level, certainly, between different cases of Isurei Hanah? Now, this distinction between different Isurei Hanahs, we should think about. I'm just surveying now, and then we're just going to go into a few details, and then we're going to move on. But, more food for thought. This idea that, you know, we might be mechalik between different cases of Isurei Hanah, is something to think of on a Doraisa level and on a Darabanan level. Maybe not all Isura and Adoraisa are the same either. Maybe it depends on the Limud, right? Maybe it depends, is Orla the same as Kilaya Kerem, the same as Chulin Shenishkatu Bazara, if it's Doraisa, the same as Pigul, right? And things of that sort. The same as Neder, same as Shavua. Maybe, depending on what the Limud is and the nature of it, right? We know that Kilaya Kerem and Basar B'Chalav are different with regard to Kederach and Shalok Kederach. Maybe that shows that, and other things, maybe that shows that within the world of Isuri Anah, right, there are some that are Isuri Gavra, you know, there are some that are more, you know, Hafkos Hashem. Certainly, Isuri Drabanan, Isuri Anah Drabanan, certainly one can make this distinction. Especially on a Drabanan level. Namely, the Drabanan common mafkia, the erech, the shovi, the legal trade aspect of this. They took away the, you know, very legal commodity status of this chefetz, midrabanan, or they just said, don't eat it. Right? So here you might say, number one, it might depend on the particular Isra Hanah Drabanan and its motivation. It's easier to be mechalik in a way between within Drabanans than Doraisas, but Doraisa, as I say, especially since there are some Doraisa chilukim and different psukim, something to think about as well. But on Drabanan level, number one, why and how do they set it up? Number two, just more objective structural things, is there a Kain Doraisa that it is linked to? Right, we know that Kain Doraisa can affect things like Safek L'Chumra, can affect Dinim like Ein Mevatlin Isur. We say Ein Mevatlin Isur L'Chatchila, but you can be Mevatlin Isur Drabanan L'Chatchila. Says the Balitosis, but not if it's Kain Doraisa. The idea that, you know, Macholos Asuros Kain Doraisa or Isurei Hanah Kain Doraisa are different than others that are just created is a very reasonable and very known a distinction, right? Even chametz, you know, chametz b'shashishis, chametz b'shachamishis, right? Both are prohibited from isur achila. They're both macholos asuros drabana. Are they? I mean, they're both asur b'achila drabana. So Rav Velvel has a famous discussion in Hilchos Chametz based on his diuk, excellent diuk, in the language of the Rambam, and I think that there are even more rayas than the one that he has, to suggest that, you know, b'shachamishis, right, the Isur of Achila is an Isur Achila Sagavra. It's not that Midrabanan, we consider this to be Chametz Legabe Macholos Asuros. Shah Shishis, that already is Midrabanan, an extension of the shame Isur Chametz. That's a deek that he has in the Rambam and Navgamina, and as I say, I think in the Yerushalmi and other indications of the Rambam, it's even deeper than that, or it's even more extensive than that. Right, so this idea that, you know, whether it's Machalos Asuros Drabanan or Isurei Hanah Drabanan, that when there's a Kain Doraisa, there might be this Midrabanan, we're not adding, Midrabanan we're extending, makes a great deal of sense. So what about another possibility? So is there a Kain Doraisa? If there is a Kain Doraisa, how is it formulated? A third question, and that is, how many Drabanans? Do we matter? Does it matter whether it's Chad Drabanan or Trei Drabanan? What you might say is if it's Chad Drabanan, so, you know, that was given the status, right, of Kein Doraisa. But we say if something that's Trei Drabanan, that's also has the status of Midrabanan of an Isur Chafter or Chafter Shal Isur. So having mentioned all this, now let's move quickly through the actual evidence. Okay, so let's start with Isur Hanah Doraisa. So we already mentioned that a Mekadesh Ba'orla, the Mishnah says on Daf Nun Vav, is Eina Mekudeshes. But the Rishonim asked the question, Noah, which question? What about Hana Shaloka Derech Hana? Also, what about Hana La'achar Sreifa? Right? And then, in some of the Achronim, the question is, and what about Hana on the basis of Chol? Right? So really, there are two ways to look at this whole problem. Right? Or three ways. One is, in terms of the Nesina Kabbalah issue. Namely, looking at it from the point of view of the Baal and the Isha. It's important that the Baal give, that the Isha receive, either or both. Because you might have situations where, you know, he's giving, right, but she's not Alpidin receiving, or vice versa. She's a chola, he's a chola. Right? So that is part of the discussion in the Mishnah Melech. Very, very long Mishnah Melech, Perakei Halacha Aleph. Right? He connects it also to discussion of the Rishonim in Geneva or Gezela. Namely, what happens, since in Gezela, in order to acquire the Chafetz, you need Yush and Shina Rishus. This is Bartli Sugandaf Nun Gimel later on. Right? You need Yush and Shina Rishus, but it only comes together, so he steals an object. He doesn't really own the object fully, right? It only becomes fully owned or fully mufka from the Bailim when it changes into her Rishus. So the Ritva has a whole discussion about that. Other Rishon Rajba, the Ritva. We know it seems to work. The question is, why does it work? Does it work because all that really matters is her Kabbalah, not his Nesina? Or is it Gito v'yado boing kiachad, which is the language that some Rishonim used, which would might mean that only that also might, maybe Gito v'yado boing kiachad always means there's a Kabbalah b'li nesina, right? According to the Ksos, it means there's a nesina, but there's no zechia. All right, so maybe it always means there's a Kabbalah b'li nesina, right? Or does it really mean there's a nesina as well as a Kabbalah? That's the catch 22. Some Rishonim say that even though Yish Kedi lo Kani, right, Yish alone is not Kona, but Yish is Kona le'inyan, what we call Kni, the equivalent of Kni Amanas lahaknos. So he's a Bailim with respect to the Nesina, right, even though he's not a Bailim, you know, to use the Chafetz. So the different formulations, which we're not learning Gezel now, so it's not, we're not going to go into it right now, but the Ramban, the Rajba, the Ritva, the Achronim. Basically, that might or might not be a situation where there is Kabbalah b'li nesina, depending on how which position you take. We talked about it a little bit the other day. Let's say you hold nesina bal korcha shma nesina. Right, this will be in the other direction. But is it considered to be a Kabbalah where you need a Kabbalah? Right, that's the Rajba's Chiluk that we talked about in the larger discussion of the Avnei Miluim the other day. So there you might have a situation, Nesina Bal Korcha, where there's Nesina, but does Isha require Kabbalah or just Nesina? Right, so there are going to be numerous of these situations. So the Mishnah Melech discussion about Chola Hu or Cholsa He, right, might be part of this whole story. That's one issue. But the other issue may be to figure out, right, just in terms of Shem Keseth and Shovi, what do you need for Kedusha? Right, do you need Hanos HaGavra? Right, both either on a Sina or a Kabbalah level, is what I mean to say. I mean, he's giving up something that he can be Nana from. She's receiving something that she can be Nente from. That's what we need. Or do we need a Cheftza Shel Mamon? So the Rishonim asked the question in a few places, right? Tosis in Kiddushin. Somebody could read that. Who did I ask a second ago? Yeah, Noah, go ahead. Tosis in Kiddushin. Also Tosis in Psachim, Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. And I told you to look at the Ritva in Kiddushin. You might be Mechalik, so this is the second issue. The third issue is, let me just say, is to what extent maybe we draw the line between different, you have something that's also about not Daraisa, So in addition to the question of whether that's only Anisa Gavra or affects the Shem Shovi, Zechia, Bailus, all of which we talked about a second ago, and where the Avnei Miluim, for example, takes a stand, a very liberal stand, that Yisra Anah is subject to all these things, mostly, right? So, this may be not Hadassah Sagavra in this case, but most people take a different stand. Where would you draw the line? In other words, if you have something which is Asar Anah Doraisa, but it's Efshar, right, Lahotzi, Pruta, La'achar, Shenisra, or Shelo, Kederech, right? Or in a case of either Chola, Shein Masukan, Shelo Kederech combination, or even Kederech and Chola Masukan. So another question to ask is, in these three scenarios, right, La'achar, Shenasas Mitzvaso, and it's Afar, Shelo Kederech, and based on some sort of a Chola situation, and you also might be Mechalik between Pikuach Nefesh and Chola Shein Masukan, in all of these three cases, how do we look at that Hana? Do we look at it only as Hana Sagabra, or we can look at it as Chepta Shalana? For example, looking at the Hana that you would derive after the object is burnt to a crisp beyond recognition, you know, to the point of being a Nasis Mitzvaso, right? It's very logical, very compelling to say, you know what? You can get Begavra something from this object, you know, down the road, but not Betoras, the object that it is now. And therefore, considering we're talking about its status now, right, so as a Cheftza, it's Mufka. All there is some extraneous Hanas Agavra. Right? That's the easiest. The second one is the Shelo Kederech. So Shelo Kederech is just, you know, a strategy, Kederech, Shelo Kederech, its limitations. But even Hana Shelo Kederech that you get is considered to be stemming from, deriving from the Cheftza itself. Or that's exactly the line of demarcation. That's the point. Hana that you get, Kederech, is a Cheftza Shel Hana. Hana that you get indirectly, that's exactly what we mean by it. It's not Betoras that Cheftza. That's defined by Kederech. It isn't just, you know, a frequency of usage, right, ubiquity of usage, or even a natural, like, way of, you know, looking, you know, pairing, you know, Ikar Hanos to their Cheftzas. That's one way to look at it. I'm not denying that. Maybe the idea is the idea of whether or not it's Hano which derives from a Cheftza, or it's Hano Sagavra that you can get from it, but not connected to the Chetza. As for Chole, right, that's the next gradation. Because on the one hand, it seems like it's just circumstances that intervene, right? And you are deriving even Hana Kederech. So the interesting thing, if you were to equate or to, you know, compare, let's say Chole She'en Bo Sakana Shelo Kederech and Chole Mesukan, is it's a bit of a tricky issue. Because on the one hand, you might say, oh, Pikuach Nefesh is out of the box. It's a bubble. It's a kind of a hutra. Right? So, when we assess the status of the Cheftza, right, it never, you know, considers, even if there's a Chola Mesukan, but it's always an exception and a bubble. Right? On the other hand, it's Hana Kederet, so if you don't look at it as a pure Hutra, or you don't care about the Hutra, but certainly if you look at it as a Dechuya, you say, oh, well, in this case, you're being Nana, you're allowed to be Nana from a Cheftza. Whereas Chola She'ena Mesukan is not as much out of the box, right? But at the same time, he's only Nana Shelo Kederech. That's a bit of a tricky question. Okay, so what do we have in the evidence of that? What do the Bali Tosa say? What does the Ritva say? And then we'll move on. Yeah. No? Yeah, the Tosa. So read the Tosas quickly. And then if you have the Psachim one also, just quickly.
coaches. Pretty sure they don't finish looking at Caruso. Karen Pair, Coach Shelby, Karen Pair, Coach Shelby, Shlomar.
Yeah. So the first answer of Tosis is Inochanami but. And not only Inochanami but there'll be cases that will, in other words, if indeed the evaluation of Shaloka Derech HaNa'aso is that it's more than a pruta, then it's going to work for Kiddusha. Right? Wow. Okay? Not so obvious. So is that because Shaloka Derech is still part of Hanasa Cheftza? Or is that because it isn't, but who cares as long as it's Hanasa Gabra? Hard to know. Okay, but Inami?
Inami,
yeah, so what do you think about that? I mean, it's fundamentally the two answers of Tosa seem to agree, which is that if there wasn't the Smichus Das problem, then this would work. Amazing. Then comes an interesting line in Tosa, Svim Tomar. Yeah. So why do I care about that? Only because I think that there could be a different answer. Namely, Tosis is assuming, correctly, I think, default assumption, either way, it's a great question, that all Isurana are interchangeable when it comes to this question. But if indeed we say that Kiddushin requires, depends on, you know, the question, not just of Hanasa Gabra, but Hanasa Kevza, is it possible that different Isurana are treated differently on a Daraisa level too? Depending on what the limud is, the scope is, what about kederach and shelo kederach? That's why, even in like what I said before, kilaya kerem, right, basa b'chalav, we don't make distinctions like kederach and shelo kederach. Maybe that tells you something about the nature of the suri hana too. Lekula or lechumra, maybe the kumra is a reason for a kula in some sense. But you get the general idea. Tosis and Psachim, on Chav Tesam and Aleph, has a similar discussion. There it seems more like two deos. What does it say there? Anybody have it? And then what does the Ritva say here? And then there are more, but again, we have to move on. So I'm interested more in getting the ideas out. Yeah. Tema Lari, right? The bottom line in Tosas Chav Tesam and Aleph. Afagav Dein Podim Nimol. The Gemara seems to say there's no Me'ila in a case of chametz shel hekdesh. Chametz shel hekdesh, Gemara says, there's no me'ila because it's aser b'hana. The Tosfos says, why not? Hafagav dein podin nimo. The akar shenisraf, the nasa efer, yachal, right, liftoso, umutar b'hana. So that should be subject to me'ila because after sreifa, you can use it. Yeshlomar kivin the kamoshu who achshav lo shav imidi lo shaychi be meila v'hinu nami tam the kol yisurah noin mekadshim be moisha afagav the kol nistrafin efron muter. He's relating to this question. Bafilu idaver agorn l'mamun kimamun dami umoal lo dami v'hasam chazi lachar pesach shu kimo be'en. Od Yeshlomar hodei mekadshim b'yisurah no hainu eichet leis be'shav apruta l'kashia efer Teretz Kama, Kasha, and so on, whatever. You get the idea. Two things. Number one, Tosis relating to not Shaloka Derech, but a fair question, right? You could be Mechalek, as I said before. In one case, maybe Shaloka Derech is still part of Cheftza Shal Yisuriana. It's part of Cheftza Shal Shovi. Maybe it's interesting, there Tosis at least has one Deya, right, that you can't look to the chayfetz as it's going to be later. Not for smichus das or lack of shavapruta. The other important or interesting issue to track in the Rishonim and the Achronim is whatever you say about Kiddushin, you're going to have to say about Me'ila? Or is it possible to be mechalek between different areas, just as it might be mechalek between different Isurianah? Just as it's possible to be mechalek between different chinks in the armor of Yisra'ana, right? Kol HaMesukan, Shelo Kederech, La'achar Shenisraf. So too, is it possible to be mechalek between Kiddushin and Me'ila or other areas of Halacha? Why? Because maybe some depend on shame mamon, and others depend on hanas agavra. Maybe some depend on nesina, and some depend on kabbalah. Maybe some depend on bailus, and others depend on shovi. Right? There's no law that everything is the same. Moshe l'mad davar doma, an easy one. Right, all the other issues that we've been discussing. Right? Is Pachos Mishava Pruta Mufka Mishay Mamon? Right? Or does it have a Shay Mamon? Or at least a Chatzi Shir? Right? Is Kli Pachos Mipruta treated like a Pruta? Or not? The Suffolk of the Rajba, the Havamina, Suffolk of the Rajba and Shavua is the Havamina of the Ran. And especially the Suffolk of the Rajba, which is to be mechalik between the different heprutos, one of which is Me'ila, right? The other of which is Kiddushin, right? The Rajba is mistopic about Kiddushin, even though, you know, he's certain that Kli Pachos Mipruta is Niskakin Lebezdin. What about Me'ila? Right? What about Isurana for Niskok and Lebezda? Doraisa. So what I'm trying to show is, or the other issues that we're going to see later on, that Arev and Eved Knani, this is Ravelvel's Kiddush. It's Ha'ara, it's clear. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, so the Rambam says the problem of being Makadesh, or the issue of being Makadesh be'Eved Knani, the Gemara of Zion and Aleph, for Arev, we've seen it already. The Rambam in Perek Hay, Hilchasishos, says, you know what? It's midin, haret mukudeshesli bahana azu. Asks Ravelvel, if you look in Choshem Mishpat, the equivalent of Choshem Mishpat, right, where we also have these kinyanim, Arev and Eved Kanani, they work in Bechira. There the Rambam does not seem to say that it's based on a conversion into Hana. How come in Ishus it's converted to Hana, and in Mammon and in other areas it's not? I'm just giving you examples, right, to show that every issue we've been discussing, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Chalipin, right, Piraon versus Kesef. Right, remember that in Piraon versus Kesef, the Avni Miluim wanted to bring a raya from Maos to Karka. And I was suggesting, you can't bring a raya from Mos to Karka. Mos is not Kesef. Mos is Mos. Vartor Mos Konos. Maybe that's Gufa Chiluk. Right. So whether it's the Chiluk between Me'ila and Kiddushin, or Nizkokin and Kiddushin, or Metaltalin, you know, and Karka and Kiddushin, or Eved Kanani and Arev, right, in Ishus, or Matano Manas Lahachzir, right? All I'm trying to say is, what do you require, right, in each of these areas? So too, when Tosis asks, or just, you know, assumes, almost reflexively, that whatever we're going to say about Me'ila is true about Kiddushin, but the evidence itself might be different. Certainly there's a basis to be taught. Either way, the Ritva, go ahead, Noah, here in Kiddushin, says what? What's that? No, before we get to Yisra'ana Drabana, the Ritva on Yisra'ana Daraisa first.
Torah ain't looking to lame, I like to have enough fun.
So that's one answer. Okay. Meaning, it's also drabanan. That's only drabanan. That's probably the ritva. Keep going. That's the ritva lishitasa. Yeah. The Ra. Yeah, so we'll get back to that in a second. But that's Lashitaso also in Psachim, right? That the Ritva holds that Mekadesh Bisurena Drabanan is Midoraisa, not Mekudeshes, because it depends on the pragmatic value, and that's always being Mechalik between Edus Drabanan. Right, and Isura no drabanan. So we'll get back to that, but that is the ritva lishitaso. Okay, so the first answer is inochanami, right, if not for the fact that there was Isura no drabanan, which is doraisa lishitaso, this otherwise would work, on the mishor doraisa itself, right? But we don't have that. Keep going. What's that? Yeah, keep going. Okay, keep going. Yeah, we'll get to that back in a second. What do you do with Mechul and Mazor? We'll save that for the Drabanan discussion in one more minute. Yeah, keep going. So that's not an Issa Drabanan. Begurki the Orl or whatever it is, yeah? The question, I said, Midi Derech HaNasan Kavdina. I mean, that's why it's okay with the Gurki of the, with the hay. Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Oh, so here he's saying something very interesting. What's he saying? If you mekadesh with the refua, that would be fine. But if he's mekadesh with the money, even though she's a chola, she yesh basakana, that doesn't work. Why? Because that's extraneous. Okay, keep going. Does he say more or not? Oh, what's the second answer? The first answer is inochanami if it's shavapruta. The second answer is you might be able to get hana, but you're not getting it from the chefza, right? So both his comments about pikuach nefesh, which is fascinating, and especially the distinction, if I'm a kaddish you on the benefit or the pleasure that you have for your refuah shalema, that's one thing. But the money, even when there's a heter chola, is still isurei hana. Right? So that is very fascinating. And the Ra'ah's answer about la'achar shenisraf, right, is even clearer. Namely, okay, there'll be hanos agabra, but it's not for the cheftza. right? Okay. So this is exactly, now again, according to the Ritva, you need two dinim. Or the Ritva thinks that he's Suryana Durabanan, you know, because there's no pragmatic Hana, you know, so then it's even Mufka Doraisa. Not just because of Hanas Agavra, but even Mitzara Hefta. That's harder to know. So that in the Doraisa, you see the range. And the possibility also that you might be Mechalik between these different cases. Just in terms of the way, not only different Isuriana, but different extraneous extractions of Hana, you know, from them, right? The Afrar case, the Shelo Kederach case, the Pikuach Nefesh case. Good. Now let's talk about Drabanan. So let's talk, here we have a Stira, right, between what and what? Shmuel? The Gemara in Pesachim Chitei Kordan Aisa, and the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Nun Ches, Chul Nishketu Bazar. So the Ritva already answers, gives one answer, namely that if you hold Chun Shanishka to Bazar is Lav Daraisa, so it's Asur Bachila, but it's not Asur Bahana. Then there's no Kstira. And this is Lishitaso, that all these Surah and Odrabanan are Daraisa, no good, right? And I, what about Psuleidus Drabanan? By the way, we saw already that Psuleidus Drabanan could be Ein Choshen LeKiddushin. Right? That's a whole discussion of the Gaonim and the Tshuvas HaRashba, and we talked about whether it's connected to Edikiyum or Edibirur, how that might work, if it isn't Midin Afkinu, which is another possibility that we've seen. Right? But the Ritva, in a bunch of places, is very, and the Rashba in some cases too, likes the Schiluk between Isuria and Adrabanan and Psul Edas Drabanan. The Ritva is taking the view that if there's no Shovi, Lemaisa, then there's no Kiddushin Doraisa, even if the source, even if the reason for being Asur is Drabanan, the reality of Hafkas, Shavapruta, right, Begavra, is Doraisa. So therefore, according to Ritva Lashitaso, there's no case of Isura and Drabanan, right, which is not Mufka Mikidushin Doraisa. However, not everybody holds that way. So let's start with the other, in the other direction. What does Rashi say in Psachim, Noah?
Well,
number one, we're talking about Shos Durabanan, Chametz Doraisa, or maybe both, it's hard to know. Tosas and Chulin understood that Rashi was talking about Shos Durabanan and Chametz Durabanan. Tosas and Chulin Abdalid. Other Mefarshim think that Rashi is talking only about Shos Drabanan, but Chametz Doraisa. Tosis there is talking about Chametz Drabanan and Shos Doraisa. Question is, does any of this matter? And in the end of the day, it's Asur Bahana. Whether it's two Drabanans, it's Asur Bahana. If it's one Drabanan, who cares whether it's the Shos or the Chametz? So if you ask the Ritva and Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz, right, and the Mishnah Melech certainly understood in the Rambam too, the answer is, who cares? As long as something's also Bahana, Durabanan, it doesn't matter whether it's two Drabanans, one Drabanan, which Drabanan, it doesn't matter whether it's Chulin Shanisha to Bazara Durabanan. If the Maisa, you can't take it to the candy store and get money for it, it's Midoraisa, not going to be Chal. That's the view of the Ritva. The Tosar and the Peretz, I should note, in Psachim, which I did not ask you to look at, but Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz has an interesting formulation there, where he has like a double formulation. That he disagrees with Rashi, who we'll talk about in just a second. But he says, well, he can't do anything. I mean, she can't do anything with the money. Since she can't do anything with the money, she won't get anybody to take it from her. She has no way to extract a pruta from it. So Doraisa, it's not chal. But he has another line where he says, Inami. It's usur for her to do something with the money. Not that she can't, but she is not allowed to. So that's an interesting question. Is the point that lemaisa, everything depends on hanas agavra, and that depends pragmatically? Or is the point that the drabanan, right, can, when they make something illegal, the sensitivity of shame mamon, as opposed to things like maybe psule edus, the Chachamim can't be mafkia psule edus. Cannot be mafkia edus doraisa. But when it comes to either Bailus or Schia or Shovi or one of those three, right, just like they can create, they can maybe undermine. There's a problem with the Beit Shmuel. Let me just mention this. The Beit Shmuel in Avinu Ezer and Simen Chav Ches oscillates. And the Amnei Miluim partially calls him out for it. He starts off by saying that if you're Mekadish with Yisurah and Adar Abanan, so it's nothing. It's Ein Choshen the Kedushin because it's zero. There's no Pruta there. Sounding very much like the Ritva, Rabbeinu Peretz, and so on. Then he says, because after all, and this is where he ruins it, Kol HaMekadish Adat Adar Abanan Mekadish, which is echoes of Rashi, which we'll talk about in just a second. Question is, once he said the first, what do you need the second? Right? And then he says, moreover, just like if you were to be Mekadesh B'maimed Shlashdan, the Kiddushin would be Chal, even though it's only akin to Rabbanon, right? So too, if you're Mekadesh with Yisra and Ad Rabbanon, it's not going to work. Doraisa. Anybody can find that line in the Beit Shmuel? In Simen Chav Ches? So the Ksos calls him out for all three. So the Ksos especially calls him out for the third, but meaning, oh, you can be Mekadesh, Mamayim, and Shloshdan? That's because, well, Ksos El Shitaso, that's because of Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. The Chachamim can give you money, you can give the Baal money where he doesn't normally have it, or give her money. Again, is that a case where he didn't give, but she got? That depends on how you understand Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. Another one of those cases, right? But says the Avnei Miluim, what does that have to do with Yisra'el and Adar Abanan working Doraisa? To say that a Kinyan Drabanan works Doraisa is one thing. To say that an Isra Drabanan works Doraisa is something else. Shades of our discussion in Rabosav Shalrashi. Right? Does the din that Kesef works and the din that Bia doesn't work, are these two sides of the same coin? And if so, which is easier to say? But what the point I'm trying to make is that the Beis Shmuel obviously is, what's he trying to say? That in Kiddushin, everything is sensitive to effectiveness? Lekula and Lechumra? Either way, it's an issue. But maybe what Benu Peretz, at least, in the second day, is saying something that, at least in the negative. When you say no, like the Amnon Miluim's perspective is the other way, as I said before. He's saying, even Yisurah no Doraisa is subject to Zafiyah. So Yisurah no Drabanan, you know, being Mufka Lagamri isn't such a Pasha, isn't such a Dover Pasha. I'll tell you what he says in a second. But the Beit Shmuel is very confusing. What does Rashi say? Yeah. Yeah, Rashi invokes here, right, the din of the Sugya of Afkenu, just as he did for Beis Shammai according to Rava, just as he does in Shabbos regarding Eid Echad v'Misa Sabal, right? This is another one. It doesn't say it in the Gemara, but it's implicit. That's where the Ritva and Rabbeinu Peretz and others attack Rashi, and they say, what do you need to say this for here? Why not simply say, L'maisa, there's no Shavapruta, or that the Koach HaChamim can be Mafkia, Shem Mamon. Then it has Daraisa effect. You don't need to invoke Kolam Mekadesh. And that's why the Beit Shmuel is so strange, because he conflates three different things. No Shem Mamon, for pragmatic reasons. Kolam Mekadesh, right? And the capacity to create with a Kinyan Darabanan, which you might have been Mechalik in both directions. But according to Rashi, what you might say is that the Shem Kesef is Koveya, not the Lamaisa extraction of Shavapruta, and that Shem Kesef applies even though something is also Bahan Adra Banan. Maybe that's the difference between Yisra and Adra Banan, any surah? No, doraisa. So now, having said that, let's look at the other issue. Namely, does it matter that there are two drabanans or one drabanan? Tosas and Chulin seem to say, though they're actually saying it's a case of two drabanans. There's clearly a machokas or rishonim about two drabanan. In Shulchan Aruch and Ebenu Ezer, they paskin that if it's trei drabanan, then choshish in the kiddushin. It works daraisa. If it's chad rabbanon, safek. And if it's yisur na daraisa, then it's mofka. That's the psak in Shulchan Aruch. So does it matter? Two drabanans or one drabanan? Or does it matter whether it's chametz drabanan or shos drabanan? Who cares? Both are not daraisa, both are drabanan. Three. Does it matter if you want to be mechalek between chul and shenishka tuba? Let's say you don't hold like the Ritva. That chul and shenishka tuba zara, there's no isura and no drabana. Let's say there is. So how come chul and shenishka tuba zara works, right? At least kosher in the kiddushin, whereas chite kordanaisa not. So the answer in one fell swoop of all those three things is, if we care about hanas hagavra alone, right? Either because that's the mechayev in Kiddushei Kesef, or because the Chachamim, right, once they've, you know, devalued Lemaisa, Isurei Hana, so then it loses even Daraisa, its status as Erech, or Bailus, or Skia, then it shouldn't matter whether it's two or one, which one, whether Yeshika Daraisa, Einika Daraisa. But if we take the view that basically Suryana Drabanan has a shame, in theory could have a shame mamon, and that Kiddushin depends on shame mamon. So then you might say, this is the Rubicon, this determines whether the Suryana Drabanan is formulated as a hafkas hamamon, haerech, or stami Surya Gavra. So Rashi and Toz, Rashi just think maybe that depends on, you know, whether it's Shos Drabanan or Chametz Drabanan. How Kein Doraisa? Chul Shenishka Tu Bazar, there is no Kein Doraisa. It's a new creation. Trei Drabanan is just Begavra. So that would explain these various phenomena. The Rambam in Perakei, Hilchos Ishus, Halach Aleph takes which view? Yehuda? What view does he take?
He says someone who is at their kushin, it's not
Namakudesh. It's not mechalek between Drabana Daraisa. Do you have it there?
He says mechalek bedavshu also b'hanyag. When the comes is a obas b'chalav gios b'hem, mishari suri hanah ina makudesh. But filo also hanah medivrei.
Yeah, the Rambam does not. It's not just that the Rambam paskins, no, the Gemara in Pesachim, right? It's that the Rambam says v'chein. Right? It doesn't sound. You're certainly not going to, aside from the fact that we don't think that the Rambam is such an afkinu person, right? You're not going to say, oh, one is midin afkinu and the other is midin, whatever, right? It sounds like it's one din, and that's certainly the diuk of the Mishnah Melech as well. And of the Avnei Miluim. The Avnei Miluim is troubled by it because that's what spurs the Mishnah Melech into his whole discussion. What about, you know, where there's a difference, where there's a way to extract the Hanab, or between the difference, discrepancy between the husband and the wife, and all those issues that we talked about. Very long Mishnah Melech, beautiful Mishnah Melech. Avnei Miluim is a little bothered by this because he thinks that even Yisurei Na Daraisa may have a shame mamon and may be transactable and so on. So what's going on here? So the Avnei Miluim, what is it, Simen Chavches, Sivkata Nundalit, I think, basically says, this is the Rambam L'shitaso. Because the Rambam in Matano Manas L'Hakzir, right, mentioned the problem of Kesef Shalhana. So you see that the Rambam is very, very sensitive in Isha specifically to the Hanah component, and we haven't discussed it yet. But as the Avnei Miluim in a few places also points out correctly, if you look at the Rambam's formulation of Mekadesh Ben Milva Eina Mekudeshes, We'll discuss that when we come back. Right? Not first topic, but that's Vav Mudbeis. So again, what is it? Anybody have a language of the Rambam? Or is it Hey Yud Gimel or something? The Rambam says a problem with Kaddish B'milva. What's that? Not Shtar. What's that? Ain't Kan Davar? Ain't Kan Davar Kayim Lahanisbo? Yeah, that's where it's at. Hey? Hey Yud Gimel. So the so that's one of the things Avni Miloim is very excited about. It's kind of what he says about Matan Manas Lahachzir. Right? So what Ravelva points out, as I mentioned before, is that the Rambam believes in the Kinyan of Arev and the Kinyan of Eved Kanani and of Zayin and Aleph in Kiddushin. But when it comes, for example, to Arev, Eved Kanani is a little more complicated, but when it comes to Arev, what's an Arev? Tein Manu Leploni Vakadesh Ani Lach. She says to the husband, to the would-be husband, instead of giving me the money, lend it to someone else, Vakadesh Ani Lach, in lieu of Kesef Kiddushin. So how does the Rambam formulate that? Also in Parakeh, what is it? Hey, halacha, chaf, chafalef, something like that? Anybody have that? So he says, number one, the language is haret mekudesh es bahana, and he keeps emphasizing the hana. And same thing with Eved Kanani. Next one is Eved Kanani.
Yeah.
We'll get to it when we get to it. Okay. Also, Hana. So Ravelvel just points out that in parallel, right, when the Rambam just deals with these issues in Dine Mamanis, he doesn't emphasize the Hana part. And he makes this, for example, Arev. Right, then we'll talk about it more, but the Rambam seems to treat Arev in a different way. Like many Rishonim think that Arev is like a second Lova. Instead of saying, give me the money, lend me the money, I'm saying, lend me the money, but then instead of putting it in my pocket, put it in my extended pocket, my friend's pocket. Right? Either that's the way to look at it, or maybe even if it's put it in my, give it to my friend, but I'm, as an Arev, I'm a second Lova. We had a little bit last year. Eloi Vituvia Kreva Darva, right? We talked about it in the end then. We were talking about, what is Eshvatam Batasa Batlakula, what's a Baldavar? Right, comes up in that sugya too. We'll talk about it. We'll go revisit it when we talk about Arev. So the point is, why is the Rambam here so focused on the Hana part? Says Ravelbo, oh, that's Lishitaso, Kanish B'milva, Matana B'nas Lahatz. So the Avnei Miluim, who himself is more uncomfortable with Mekadesh B'Surin Adrabanan being a Daraisa problem, but it seems that way in the Rambam. But he doesn't like it because per se. So he says, no, it's part of that whole story in the Rambam. By the way, you also have to look a little bit, not for now, at Perek Dazamar Mokoma, Perek Dalet Hukos Mamrim Halacha Aleph, where the Rambam speaks about Zaken Mamre. In a case, typically Zaken Mamre only applies when the debate is about a Din D'oraisa, right, which has consequences for Skila. Or the case of Baltosif, but that's not for now. Why or? But whatever. Okay. So the discussion in the Mefarshim is the consequences of Skila have to be Noveya from a Din Torah Doraisa? Or can they even be, anybody have it? Pergdalim? Or can they even be Noveya from a Din Torah that revolves around a Din Drabanan, like Mekadesh B'chametz B'shashishis? Because in the end, if you say in Choshen the Kiddushin, right, the Kiddushin will not be Chal Min HaTorah, and that argument will lead to a Nafkamina of Eishasish, of Skila, even though the Din Torah is about a Din Drabanan. So there is some discussion there. Number one, is that connected to the Rambam Shita about Lo Sasur? Right? The Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos and the Kesem Mishnah and Lechem Mishnah. The Nosa Kelim and Perek Dalet Chas Mamrim talk about it. The Meiri in Sanhedrin. He talks about this case. Says, no, it has nothing to do with that. It's about the Iker topic. The Iker topic is Kiddushin. This is the application of it. But anyways, it also may just very well be that even though the Rambam's Lushitasar in another respect, nothing to do with Losasar, not even to do with the Miri, but it's in a way a Doraisa requirement of Kesef Shalana that we're dealing with. Yeah?
Within this explanation of the Rambam, how are we explaining that he chooses to talk about Chametz?
How are we talking about?
How do we explain that the example he gives for something Asur Midrabanan is Chametz, which might have inside Doraisa?
Oh, I mean, he's just quoting the Gemara. I mean, why didn't he say Chulin Shanishnu Bazar? But he doesn't say Chulin Shanishnu Bazar is different. Right?
Yeah, but
then
the example he chooses
to use
does have Tzad Derais. Maybe
right.
That's exactly the point we're talking about. There shouldn't be any Chiluk if you really believe it's all about Kesef Shalana. I mean, even if it has no Tzad Derais, it still shouldn't be making Deshes.
Right, I think that's true. I mean, I think that's the most. There are two explicit Gemaras about Mekadesh Bisur and Adrabban. One is Mekadesh Mechite Kordonaisa, and the other one is Chulin Shanishkutu Bazara, which says that it is kosher the Kiddushin. So either way, we know that the Rambam Paskins, he doesn't mention Chulin Shanishkutu Bazara as an exception. So I'm just guessing that the reason he quotes that Gemara is because he thinks it's a Machlokas Asugyas. Is that a Machlokas about the nature of Isur and Adrabanan, or is it a Machlokas about Kiddushin? Let's assume it's a Machlokas about Kiddushin. He's telling you I Paskin like the one of Pesachim. Maybe it didn't occur to him that there should be a difference in the level of Yisur and Adrabanan between Kain Daraisa and not. I mean, the ones who make that chiluk certainly hold that way. For him, that didn't occur, and it doesn't register, right? So he's quoting the Gemara, which is decisive, Legabe Kedusha. That's what I would say. Okay, it's late, but let me spend a few more minutes, so then we'll finish this on Thursday. Let's turn our attention now away from of Isura and Adrabanan Daraisa to the sugya of Kiddush Batam. Because that too, I think, is a great. You could say it might be different, but mostly, I think, it's an overlapping issue. Yair, so what's the background of school? Take 10 minutes now, and then we'll complete this on Sunday. And that's to remind everybody also that Tuesday, right? Tuesday at 12?
Yeah.
We're having a Hanukkah get together, a Siba, here in the room. Okay. So, Yair, background? What's that? You didn't get that far? Yoni? Yeah, the Gemara in Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, if you can read it just very quickly. Omar Shmuel Kitcha Batamra. Means that it's not of Shavaputa in Madai. I mean here, sorry. Chashin and Shavaputa in Madai. Keep going. Pretty good question. Yeah. And then the Gemara goes on. But that's the main thing. Okay. So this Gemara also tests the status of what we mean by Kesa. It sounds like the question is whether or not we're Magdir Shavapruta locally by the local shuk, local marketplace, local stock market, or whatever it is, or other markets matter too. So is the question really which markets matter when there are more than one market? Or is this an economic question? Or is this a Kedushin question? Right? Namely, maybe other markets matter sometimes, but maybe they shouldn't matter here, or the opposite, right? Other markets never matter, because in the hektesh, we'll take the language of the Rishon, in the hektesh, shall them come of a shaito, but maybe they matter here, because it isn't just an objective question, right? It's a different kind of a question. So, before we even get to that, do we paskin like Shmuel or not? I mean, if we paskin like him, it's even more important to understand it. I mean, it's important either way. But halacha lemaisa would be, part of the normative discussion. So what's the story? Paskin or we don't paskin? Yoni? What? Yeah, the Ram Pasuk is like Shmuel. Well, it sounds like that's how we understand Shmuel, right? We'll see exactly what he means by Safek in a minute. Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is like Shmuel, but not everybody does, right? The some of the Chachmei Ashkenaz, quoted in the Hagos Mamunios, right, quoted in the Mordechai, some of them did not Pasuk like Shmuel. Okay. Maybe they thought that Shmuel was, maybe the reason that they didn't Pasuk like Shmuel is because they felt that it was an abdication of the general rule of Ein Lehek Tishalem Mekom B'Vashah. Either way, they only care about the local market. Shmuel sounds like he cares more than the local market. Abrami, if we Pasuk like Shmuel, so we have to lose a lot of sleep about this, or there's still an avenue, or still Rishonim, who kind of relegate this to the more peripheral? Thank you. That's well said. I like what you said. That. Yeah. If, I mean, according to who? Yeah, according to the Bali Tosas. The Re. Okay, why? What does the Re say?
The Re says that if we don't know, he says that the whole issue is that maybe there's going to be someone from Nada who's going to...
Yeah, the whole issue is a Dindrabanan. It's based on caution. There's a Musar Haskell in that, right, in terms of how careful we have to be not to give a wrong impression that can mislead people in the area of the validity of Ishus. Meaning, that's important, especially today. People do things, right, and they don't always clarify what they're doing, or they do things that they shouldn't do, like they take, risks with Ishus. You have to be very risk-averse in Ishus. It's an area which needs to be cherished and preserved and protected, and for the reasons that we discussed a lot in part of our Hakdama topics, right? But Tzivanu al Arayos, it's a Davar Shebikdusha, and the Kaddish Amo Yisrael Adecho Bavikidushin. So even something as peripheral as the Tosus view of Shmuel is in a way an interesting Musar Haskel, meaning fundamentally Ein Lehekdesh Ela Mokom HaVishaito, and the Kiddushin is Nachal. But lest somebody misunderstand, right? So we're making a fuss here. Wow. Okay. But at least fundamentally, there's nothing to talk about. But if you read Rashi, it's very possible that this is a fundamental Gemara. If you read the Rambam, it certainly sounds like it's a Doraisa. Again, there were some Nosakalim, some Rishonim already, and then some Nosakalim in Shulchan Aruch, who thought that the Rambam also thought this is only a Dindrabana. Right? But the Pashtus, the Rambam holds this is a Dindoraisa. The Ran certainly holds this is a Dindoraisa. In the Riyaz Zaken, it certainly sounds like it's a Dindoraisa. Again, I would assume for Rashi, it's a Dindoraisa. In which case, understanding it and appraising it is very important. So let's just take another few minutes to begin the job. Okay, let's start with the Rambam. Okay, so what's the story? What's the story with the Rambam? Avi? Rambam?
We just said that
it certainly sounds like it's Doraisa. But there are two things in addition to talk about. Number one, what is the Safek? A, that's not so clear. And number two, the Rambam's Yirali, an acknowledged Yirali. Right. Number one, what is the Safek in the Rambam? Not so clear, right?
Yeah.
If it's Vadai Shava Pruta B'Madai, is it still halachically a Safek Doraisa? Or if it's Vadai Shava Pruta B'Madai, it's Vadai Doraisa? Right? So this is a discussion in the Tosas Riyaz Zaken. The Tur takes a stand on this issue, again, for the Rambam, against the Kesef Mishnah. A debate within the Rambam, whether the Safek is what's going on in Madai, or the Safek is, even if it's Vadai in Madai, it's Safek here. It's a halachic Safek, which makes it more intriguing in a way. It's intriguing in either way, right? If it's Vadai in Madai, it's Vadai here, so we're really pushing, right, the idea of other markets, right? If not, then that is the halachic suffix, and we need to just fine-tune that better. So that's the suffix part. What's the yearly part?
If the thing won't be able to make it to that location,
it'll
rot or whatever.
Yeah. If it's not sustainable, or if it won't sustain the journey, then it's vadai not kiddushin. And the assumption is, and the Ram says yearly, the Ram says, and when he says yearly, he knows he doesn't have a makar, right? That's important because, as we know, there are a lot of things the Rambam says that are very mechudash, which other people don't think he has a makar for, that he doesn't say yearly, which sounds like he thinks that, even though this he thinks by instinct, and he paskins this way, right? He thinks that those other things have, you know, even more of a raya. What I would call global evidence. Here the Rambam's kind of saying the global evidence is mixed because it's like an instinctive question. I could go either way on it. Okay, that's just for general Rambam Parshanut important. Okay, but what the Rambam says is true for other Rishonim. The assumption of the Achronim is not. In both directions. In other words, for Bali Tosos, really it's a Safek, the Chelkas Mechokek, also quoted by the Beis Shmuel, but Chelkas Mechokek Galatar in Evan Ezer, says, I'm not sure, what will the Re say if you can get to Madai? He's talking about access. But let's assume for the moment access that includes also the survival of the Chafetz. So the Beis Shmuel says, in my opinion, people are saying, Ein lehekdesh ala makom v'shaito, they don't care whether there's access or not. Interesting. But Chalkas Mechokek isn't so sure about it. In other words, is what the Rambam says about access mechudash? Most people think it's mechudash. There's another question that Achronim talk about within the Rambam, and this is very telling. Namely, what the Rambam says about access refers to the Chafetz. Is there any difference between one aspect of access and another aspect of access or another factor of access? In other words, does it matter whether or not we're talking about the Cheftza Shel Shovi access, its sustainability? Let's say you have a perfectly, you know, usable Cheftza, but the bridge is down. If the bridge hadn't been down, or yesterday when the bridge was up, or tomorrow when the bridge will be up, is the bridge being down different than the sustainability of Chafetz? L'kula and l'chumra. Right? So again, what this highlights, of course, is what is the Rambam in his yearly really telling us? So one possibility is that the Rambam's telling us that you have there's a pragmatic, you can't be Mekadesh with something that maybe you could be Mekadesh with something with the Shavar Pruta B'Mokam Acher, it would be Kiddushin, but that's because we're not looking with the formal idea, we're working with a pragmatic idea, and if it's a pragmatic idea, then it has to be attainable, pragmatically. If that's the full story in the Rambam, right, then the status of the Chafetza, the status of the roads, he took a neder or a shvua, none of it should matter. Lekula or lechumra. It should just depend on whether or not this chafetz can get to that. There still might be an interesting question, and that is, does it depend on the status at the moment of the kiddushin? Right. For example, the Beis Shmuel, in a slightly different context, talking about Maaser Sheni, wonders whether or not everything depends on the moment you're Mekadesh, or, well, if you get there, maybe then the kiddushin will be chalam afreya. I find that very difficult to say. But the Beis Shmuel considers that possibility by Maaser Sheni. We'll talk about his Maaser Sheni view probably when we finish this up Sunday. Make sure to see the Beis Shmuel. I think it was on the list anyway. Yeah. So, if you're Mechalek, so what that means in the Rambam is maybe there are two dinim, or maybe there's only one din. Maybe there are two dinim. You also have to have access. But maybe that isn't enough. Maybe there's an issue here about how we define markets and tziruf. In other words, That can be Mekadesh with the value of an object somewhere else, as long as we don't consider the Makom of Ishaito a bubble. I can consider global markets or other markets, but only if economically they're in my purview, in my world purview. Right? If I get the Wall Street Journal, then I can track, you know, other markets, or I can place trades, right? So then those other markets are part of my economic reality. But, you know, if, you know, what used to be, you know, in some other period of history, or what is in a place where I don't have any trading access, right? So then even a more formal view doesn't necessarily include that. In other words, for the Rambam, the issue is about actually possibly cashing this in Madai, Kesef Shalana, but only Kesef Shalana? Or, right, it's about Tziruf to a more formal and a less pragmatic Sheimamo. Maybe also Kesef Shalana, but Sheimamo. Then you might distinguish between the Derech and the Cheftza, between today, how it is now, what is likely to be tomorrow, and so on. That's the challenges in the Rambam. The Pnei Yeshua, for example, is very bothered by the Rambam. Pnei Yeshua said, I get it. On a Matbea level, he says, on the contrary, if you ask me, Matbea, I mentioned this Pnei Yeshua already, right? Matbea depends on Moshe Rabbeinu. It's Exeris HaKasa. A pruta for Beis Hillel, a dina for Beis Shammai, in time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? We don't translate it into some sort of modern, you know, like what role does it play equivalence. Again, that's the Avnei Milui mission. I should touch on that again very quickly on Sunday also. But he says, why shouldn't that be true? Right, as a devil's advocate, for the Rambam, but why do you need access then? Just as, you know, you don't have access to Moshe Rabbeinu's markets for the Matbeah. So in theory, this Tamar would be worth, in Madai, that should be enough, anywhere, any time, in, you know, in time and space where this is Shava Pruta, it qualifies. Because it's a din in Shei Mamun, it's a Gzeres HaKasu. It's a din. Right, that's the Pnei Yeshua L'shitaso in general. Now we know you might be chalik between Beis Hamon, Beis Hillel, and Beis Shammai. And by the way, I should add, right, Ellie? Although you didn't give me psukim, Ellie pointed out to me that the Sefer HaMakneh has a different makar for Shava Kesa for Beis Hillel and Shava Kesa for Beis Shammai. Do you know what it is now? Okay, we'll look it up in the Sefer HaMakneh. Interesting. But either way, this is the comment of Pnei Yeshua, and Pnei Yeshua says, I'll tell you something else. Which one? What are you talking about? Pnei Yeshua? No? You asked me about which Pnei Yeshua? No. Or the Makneh. You told me about the Makneh. I didn't see
it. Yeah.
The Pnei Yeshua says, and what are you going to do? What is the Rambam going to do with Ein Lehekdesh Ela Mekom of Ishaito? The answer is he'll say that Ein Lehekdesh Ela Mekom of Ishaito, one more minute, is about Shuma. Whenever we're dealing with Shuma, evaluating how much we say Ein Lehekdesh Ela Mekom of Ishaito. But when you're dealing with Exeris HaKasuv of Kesef, I'll say Din Mamon, we don't say Ein Lehekdesh Ela Mekom of Ishaito. It's only Din in assessments. Or another way to say it, it's a Din in Shiurim. But it's not necessarily a Din in Shame Kesef. Why isn't that true for Shava Kesef too? And then we shouldn't even need the Rambam's qualification. He says, yeah, that's the difference between Kesef and Shava Kesef. For Shava Kesef to qualify, right, in a conversion way as Kesef, and this is Lishitasa, he says this on your base, but this is Lishitasa of the things we saw on our base, right, to be Bechlal Kesef, right, it has to have some access to a market, right, Bismanenu, that qualifies it. Okay, That's an adjustment. But in any case, what emerges, according to the Rambam, if you say all of this, is either pragmatic Shava Pruta, or maybe Tudinim. Shame Kesef, which requires also Tziruf to a market somewhere else, and Kesef Shalana. Maybe the reason that it isn't enough to have, right, merely that it's Shava Pruta B'madai, but you need access there, is for the Kesef Shalana aspect. That's the Rambam. And that's why this is totally different than Makomo Vashaita. So if you want to know, when do we care about Madai, when not, what about Gezel? What about Mi'ila? What about Hodas Shavapruta? Right? Once again, we could be Mechalik. Just like in Kalim, we might be Mechalik. Just like in Yisrael, we might be Mechalik. Just like in Piron and Kesef, we might be Mechalik. And so on. And what about the Ran? So with this, we'll conclude for today. Ran also holds it's a din d'oraisa. Oh, before that, Rashi, Riya Zaken, maybe they go even further than the Rambam. Maybe they hold that if it's Shava Pruta B'mada, even if you can't reach there, it has a shame mamon. Okay. What about the Ran? So the Ran says what, Yonatan? It's d'oraisa, midin l'diti shavali. But the question, as we already noted, and this is what the Beis Shmuel grapples with, is, what do you mean l'diti shavali? The Ran himself on Daf Ches, right, David?
Yeah, the Ran himself on Daf Ches was the sub of whether we could say that in Kiddushin.
Not whether you say it in, yeah, correct, whether you say it in Kiddushin or anything that needs,
or anything that needs
a Pruta.
Right.
Meaning we do say it in the Gemara L'Didi Shavali, comes from what case?
From by
Pidgin Aben. In Pidgin Aben, for Hay Slime, we say L'Didi Shavali.
Right,
but for Pokus Mipruta, to get to a Pruta, will you say L'Didi Shavali?
Right.
That's the Suffolk of the Ram.
Right.
So the Beis Shmuel makes the Ha'ara that?
He says that it's different by us because it's worth a Pruta in Madai, it's still something.
Being a Pruta in Madai solves the Suffolk of L'Didi Shavali less than a Pruta, so that it's now treated like Pidgin Aben. Why? That's what the Beis Shmuel says. But the answer is, of course. Because the idea of L'Didi Shavali not working less than a Pruta is that you can raise a shear, but you can't create from Shei Mamo, you can't create a Shei Mamo where it doesn't exist. Right? That's a Rubicon that you cannot cross. But if the idea is that Shava B'Madai is Koveya for the Shei Mamon, the only problem is our two dinim in Kiddushin. Shame, Mamon, and Shior, Shava, Pruta. Ah, if that's the case, then you have the best of all worlds. And you can say L'Didi Shavali. And by the way, that works nicely, which is why I mentioned it the first time. And with Dav Gimel, where the Ran says, and what about a Kli less than a Pruta working in Kiddushin? That's a Havamina. And what's the Maskana? That it doesn't. Because what? Because Kiddushin needs two things. Shame, Mamon, and Shior, Shava Pruta. And that's how the Ran, right, interpreted Matana Manasla Hachsir like the Rambam, too. So the Ran works beautifully. Okay, we'll stop here. I want to talk about that Beis Shmuel a little more and a few other cases. And then I want to talk about the other things that we need to talk about. So 11 o'clock on Sunday.